Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, I don't. I mean, what are you going to do? They'll be selling phone cases that protect your junk soon enough. Ladies and gentlemen, next Friday at the Capitol Theater, we welcome back to Tampa and Clearwater the great Bob Saget, who joins us right now. Bob, how are you, sir?
I'm good, I slept in my pajamas with two cell phones in each pocket.
You don't want
Apple Watch up my butt. I don't know what to do.
We got some bad news for you, Bob.
I thought I heard it say "sit on my face," but that was a watch. You can't believe that. You don't have to dump me for that. But
are you in LA right now?
I am.
I'm sorry.
I wanted to get up early because I like to go out and check, you know, make sure there's no worms or anything.
I said this morning. I said, do you realize how awful this is for Bob Saget? His alarm's going to go off and his wife's going to go, what are you doing? I got to go talk to these morons in Clearwater and pump some tickets for my show. So we apologize, but thank you for getting
completely
up.
Completely opposite, actually. I told her that I like you guys and that I can't wait to come back there. And she said, are you doing okay? And I just sat there for 10 minutes.
Remember,
I'm tweeting about the gig, you know.
you are not going to remember this, but you were on the show one time, and we had a really good interview. And then, like a week later, I was in L.A. and I was going to Dantana's, and you and Ross Marks were coming out of Dantana's. And
I remember this completely, and we talked about it since also.
Yeah, we did. I never know. I don't know. I figure you talked to a lot of people, but that was, you blew up my ego so good that you were like, you talked to Ross and you were like, this was one of the best interviews I ever did. I was like, oh, God bless him. This is the nicest guy. Can I tell you other ways you've affected my life and you don't know this yet?
No. What happened?
I may love your wife as much as you do. Last time we talked, you had just gotten married.
Hold on a second. What kind of phone do you have? Is there something new that I don't know? Is there a silicone attachment? I don't understand.
No, not that way. I found your wife on Instagram, not realizing
right.
at first that it was your wife, who is a cook. And, you know, I followed her.
Yes.
She is unbelievable. So now look at me. I'm a 49-year-old man, okay, following this woman that I don't know showing recipes. And then one day I bust out her recipe for salmon because we make a lot of salmon in this house. And it was a huge hit with the family. I had to send her a little DM and say, thank you. I used your recipe, and it was fantastic.
Hilarious. That's who it was. Well, sorry I called the authorities. I feel bad.
No, real quick, though.
She's also a food influencer. You know, she's whatever. She's a travel producer, and she's pretty awesome.
She really is.
Her handle is Eat Travel Rock, but that's what I call her. So I don't even know her name. She's very, very cool. But the thing is, she makes that all that good food, and then she'll say, here's a crab cake. I just did a demo with it, and I'll eat it. It's like, this is the most amazing thing I ever had. She said, and she never made it again. it's purely for media.
But that's cool. So it must be so fun for you to have her just trying out stuff, and you must be eating like a champ.
I am. I try to eat healthy, so I get on the treadmill. I don't turn it on. I just lay on it. I just turn it on sometimes just to buff my chest, you know, wear down all the calluses from all the workouts from 3 decades. So how's the weather? What the heck? How's it going?
Oh, it's fine. Anytime you hear there's a hurricane in Tampa, we're impervious to hurricanes. Comes in, it rains for a couple of days, then everything's back to normal the next day.
That's always what I thought, except one time I was in Tampa, and for real, and they had to call off the show. This was 20 years ago, I think, and I knew there was a problem. They were saying tornado and hurricane, and I looked out my window, and a goat flew by, so I knew that there was a problem. I don't know where it came from, and then the house was twirling, and Annie M. on a bike or whatever the hell it was. I don't know.
Yeah, that's likely to happen again in Tampa. That's just a Friday here. You'll be fine there. Wait, now let's get back to your wife for a second. Now, following your wife on Instagram, I found out from her, so I'm not digging deep in the personal information, you slid into her DMs.
Yeah, that is an expression, isn't it? Well, what happened was, is there, do you know the radio guy in Chicago, Ro Khan?
Yes.
He's a friend of mine and hers. And so what happened was I was all of a sudden looking at her Instagram. It just happens. I don't know how. You know how. It just happens. Your algorithms or whatever. I don't know. Back then, this was 4 years ago because the world has changed. So she seemed cool. I looked at her videos. She was a producer. She was a woman. She was she was a cool person. And I just went right to Ro. And I said, hey, do you know Kelly Rizzo? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, is she a nice person? He says, she's the best. So would you tell her I'm going to direct message her? So it wasn't something where I did it, a hard call DM, you know?
Still, though, that speaks volumes about you because, I mean, let's face it, you're a super famous guy to a bunch of different, you know, age groups. You could be living that single life, banging hot young broads, and you, I don't know, it seemed like real mature about you, where you were like, I see that this is my kind of girl. This is the kind of girl that I would marry. Because I would think, as a married guy who's been married for almost 20 years, it's my dream to think that I'd be famous and rich and have my pick of women, but then
I think
you realize,
your wife would enjoy hearing this right now.
I'm sure she feels the same way. But seriously though, to find a woman that you're like, this could be my kind of chick. I think that's a pretty interesting story.
Well, that's sweet of you because I actually thought I was done with relationships and I was just going to be a single guy. And I'm not a guy that's a player. I'm 65 years old now. I'm not going to be that guy that goes to clubs with an ascot, a smoking jacket, you know, or goes to Vegas right away. And then all of a sudden it's like, time. What's your dad do for a living? You know, I'm just done, you know. And I was single for 23 years. Well, I had girlfriends, but none of them really stuck. That doesn't sound nice, but and I did all that Entourage character of me kind of wannabe stuff, but it's not real. And I just was, I don't know, I something just hit me. And then we just, she came out to LA for some work from Chicago, and then we went on three dates. There were four people with her, had her entourage, and then I didn't go on the fifth date because it wasn't a date, fifth dinner.
Right.
Because I didn't think she was interested, and she called me and said, aren't you coming to dinner? And I said, I don't think so. And look, I'm actually old enough and mature enough that we can be friends, and I'm serious, and I can help you with people and showbiz if there's any producers or something you're interested in. But I don't think I'm going to come to dinner because I don't think you feel the way I feel. And she said, what if I do feel that way?
Oh.
And I said, what time's dinner?
I think that's a sweet story. I think that's great, man. I really do. I mean,
and then 2 weeks later, we were in Vegas.
Who do you hang out with? Like, who's your buddies besides Stamos and those guys? Like, you have.
Well, yeah, I love Stamos. John Mayer is a dear friend.
John Mayer, huh? That's an unlikely couple, the two of you.
We've been friends for 15 years. We got close because my dad passed away, and he came to a benefit that I do for scleroderma. I do it every year. We're doing a virtual one this year, and we raised over $50 million. And he came to the benefit 30 years to raise $50 million. We raised it in a day, and he just really had a big heart. And we went and became pals, and then. Last person I hung out with was all my friends with Norman Lear the other night. That's an Instagram post. We played music, and he is Obi-Wan Kenobi. So that, you know, for comedy, for humanity, he is one of the good people that exists on this planet. And
that's awesome.
And then I was on a rooftop of the Comedy Store before that with Bill Burr smoking cigars until 3 in the morning. So that's kind of who I try to be with people that enrich my life, and I hopefully do the same. And we could talk about things like you guys talk every morning, and you bring up stuff and like stuff you're talking about, like the cell phone thing. I just read that yesterday. So obviously, when you have a good friend, you go, did you hear this? Because that's all. That's the news now. The news is I heard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What I heard?
I saw a meme.
True that.
That's funny that you. That's a wide range of people from Burr to Norman Lear and to Mayer that you hang out with. Do you ever realize when I was a kid, the TV father was the guy from the Brady Bunch, and then it was somebody
Robert
after that.
Reed.
Yeah, but do you ever realize that long after you're gone that you will you will live on forever as one of the most famous TV dads ever. And all the things you've accomplished.
Who didn't go to prison or do anything wrong.
Right.
No matter how the woke kids want to make up crap.
Well, you've got time. Today. You've got time.
Yeah. I've got time. Oh, to do something wrong?
Yeah.
No, that's it. But I'm looking at a sign on my desk that says "Best Dad Ever," which is I had printed up. I don't have kids.
So. Now you have daughters,
right? Daughters, and I've got it's on my desk like it would say, you know, a vice president.
Now let me ask you what I ask all the fathers is now your daughters. When did they realize? If ever that you were cool, that you were on TV and that everybody knew who you were and all that, like,
well,
was that
TV definitely doesn't make you cool. Well, in your kids' eyes, you're the dad, and in some ways, it was a distraction and kept me from being there for some of their really important years. But so, like, I had a joke I did it on Letterman once that when I was with Ashley and Mary Kate when they were 1 year old, my oldest daughter was only. Born then, so at about 2 years old or 3 years old, when Ashley and Mary Kate were that age, my oldest was 2 years old, and then she started talking, and I told David that I think she's jealous because she smelled the other baby on my collar, because I would be holding them in the show, and I did come home smelling like milk that had come up, you know.
I would imagine that's the thing. If your kids see you loving other babies, they don't know the difference.
Yeah, and it's interesting, but fortunately, I've stayed close with them, and over the years, my daughter and Ashley and Mary Kate have seen each other and hug each other, and there's like a family kind of thing because they used to go to parties together until they were like 9 years old, and then you know people move on and they become these incredibly cool fashion people, and my daughter's an amazing artist, and so I'm really proud, you know,
good.
Of people
good.
that I love. So there. Then you go see my show.
Yeah, okay. So Bob Saget's going to be at the
Capitol
Theater.
Right, but that's different. It isn't. I think last time when we talked, my show I think was a little more salty because but I've had to cut down on salt. So I would say, you know, it's PG-18. I mean, I'm just doing what you do, but I'm just telling stories, and I have a lot of new songs, and I'm really feeling more like people need to be entertained more than anything, and I'm trying not to start anarchy in the audience.
I tried to explain to people earlier today. I said, if you know Bob Saget from television and you don't know him as a comedian, you're missing out. I mean, I tell you this all the time. I don't know. The first time I saw you was on the Bill Boggs in New York had a comedy show. And it was
you're one of the first people that ever saw me. That was called Comedy Tonight, and I was 21 or 22.
Okay, so
that's crazy.
Ready? And I remember your comedy. I think I must have videotaped it and watched it a bunch of times. I mean, that was – so how many years ago is that? That I'm almost 50 years old now?
Well, my God, man. I'm going to do something I never do. I'm taking out the calculator. So I'm 65. So then you subtract 22, say, that was, it's like 43, but 40 years ago, I would say. Because about 2 years later, I was on the Roddy Dangerfield Young Comedian Special, the first one he ever hosted with Sam Kennison and Louis Anderson and Rita Rudner. So that was kind of like the bigger national start of me.
Oh, sure. But I was in early. I get in on the early years. And I remember, Bob, at 40 years, she's got a boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
Three boyfriends.
The
and they all lift weights. Dude, I'm telling you right now, but I'm a 6 foot geek. They beat me up real bad. I bet I remember more of it than you do.
Oh, my God. As long as I could still be her boyfriend. Yeah, you can't do any of those words now.
I mean,
life has changed. So the PC of it all is so funny because while I'm doing a set, and I'm working on all new stuff, so it's 90 minutes of revolving new things, and I'm just touring everywhere because when I'm working on it, and it's different. It's, you know, it's not that it's more mature. I think it's more responsible, but it's still funny. I'm still doing jokes about my nether regions, you know.
Yeah, I think people want to see that. People want to see, you know, it's we're past the shocking stuff now.
I'm not shocking now. It's so funny. I watch my friend Nikki Glaser, and I'm like, wow, I used to talk like that.
She kills it. But you know what?
She's awesome in every way. She's one of my favorite people. She's great.
People call me a shock jock, and I go, listen, I haven't done anything shocking on this show in 25 years. I'd have to kill somebody right now for you to be shocked by it. It's all been done already.
It's all been done, and the people that did shock, I mean, look how Howard started, and he's one of the best interviewers. That's how he's regarded now.
Yeah.
And I used to go on the show, and I'd be following Jenna Jameson, and they'd have to pop up. You know, that was, you know, the days are, and the things I would say on the radio back in those days, are. I wouldn't go near any of that now, you know. So it's weird, because I apologize throughout. I used to apologize through all my shows. I wrote a book. When I said something in it, I apologized, you know. So I was way ahead on the curve on the apologies. I dropped the gauntlet. You know, you do a special with 98 H-bombs. No, wrong word. But you do that, and, you know, I did an HBO special that upset some people. And then it also got the highest ratings that HBO had for a special for a little while.
Do you wonder who the people are that are being upset? I mean, Bill Burr is the best one to point it out. Who's getting upset? The same six people? Who cares about them? If you have the highest rated show, who cares about the people that are upset?
Well, it's tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people, and it's people with, sometimes they have a lot of followers. Most of the time it's bots or it's six followers. And I don't want to upset anybody, quite frankly. But, you know, it goes the other way, too. People always say, you know, if you can make one person happy in that audience, and I go, I suck. If I'm
Oh, I'm at the point now where I don't care anymore. Especially you, you're rich. If I were you, I'd just be like, you know what, I'm doing my thing. I don't care who's mad and who's not. You like it, come see. You don't, stay home.
Well, no, I don't even look at that way at all. And I've got a wife and three daughters, and so money is not an oil well. It dries up.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. But I'm doing it right now because I'm just kidding. I'm incredibly wealthy. But I'm doing this because when I opened up the Hard Rock in Atlantic City, and it was the Estes Theater or whatever it is, Convention Center, it was 7,000 seats. We did two shows, but it was only 1,000 at that time.
Okay.
And that was 2 months ago. And then I went back to Ohio to Dave Chappelle's thing Springs. Yellow Springs. That was hard to remember. The word yellow. And it was just such a gift to be with comedians, and then it shut down, and then I was the first person he brought back because we're old friends, and I have more value in. Somebody on Twitter was harassing me, not that I take it just to heart at all, but here's the quote, and someone said, you comedians just do it for yourselves, and it's like, you fool, do not understand.
It could be nothing further from the truth. The comedians are doing it for you.
I'm doing it for them, but I am getting what I'm getting. Because it's all new stuff, and because I have something to say more than I ever had, and not that I'm on a soapbox or preaching or any of that crap, but I am putting out heartfelt things and then trying to be as funny as I possibly can. They're enjoying it. I'm getting so much out of it because I'm also creatively doing new stuff. And then I'll do a new special as a result probably in the fall, which will be a culmination of this. So the show I'll be doing at the theater with 12 names.
we just stick with Capitol Theater. Capitol Theater.
The Capitol Theater, but it used to be, you know, you'd always go, oh, I'm playing the Ruth Eckert Hall, and now it's the Billheimer Capitol Theater, but it's actually, you know, they have...
So confusing.
It's husband and wife, I believe, that own it, right?
I don't. I'm against it's people who donated and all of a sudden they name it after them. The place is called the Capitol Theater. It will always be, and that's it. The same way the arena where the Stanley Cup champions just won last night will always be the Ice Palace to me. Whatever the first name was,
I understand that. I understand that, but I will say that Nancy and David Billheimer, whoever they are, I would eat dinner at their house. They kept the place alive.
That's true. That's true. They did keep it alive.
And just just 2 days ago, they put on Twitter, I want you to know how on top of it Nancy and David Bilheimer are. They wrote, "We are currently experiencing a technical issue with our website. We do apologize for any inconvenience this has caused." And I looked at that and went, I got to promote my show.
Nancy's all over the Twitter. You should see her.
Come on,
she's
Nancy
all over
and Bill.
I went
to the show because my act will not cause heart problems like it used to.
The first show I ever saw at Ruth Eckert Hall was Richard Lewis. And Richard Lewis, first thing he comes out, he goes, "Thank you for having me here at Ruth's Place." And then he goes, "They told me last week that I was playing Ruth's Place, and I thought there'd be just a bunch of old ladies playing gin here." it's so much better with just a name that has nothing to do with nothing. But Bob Saget will be there at the Capitol Theater, the Bilheimer Capitol Theater, next Friday the 16th. And I promise you, a great comedian. So much that I remember his material from 40 years ago. Also,
I am so honored by literally, I want, can you come to the show? Can you guys come?
I believe I am coming to the show because we're off next week. So that's why we wanted to have you on this week. Yeah.
Please do. And please come backstage because, I get vaccinated every 4 hours. So, I'm about as clean as they come. So please come say hi.
I'd love really to see you.
It'd be great to see you.
Tell your wife to send some recipes over. The other thing, by the way, I want to thank you, and I know you don't probably know anything about this, but I was watching your video, and you did like a TikTok thing with your wife. And
yeah, she makes me do that.
Which I like.
I go, okay.
Yeah. I mean, look, I like it. I think it's good. And then you were lip syncing to a song that I had never heard before. And I actually had to get another phone, Shazam the song to find out it's a band called, I think, pronounced Maneskin. I'm begging.
Yeah, I think it's weird because it's got an unusual amount of vowels in it.
Yes. And it's an Italian rock band. And I can't stop listening to them now.
No, that's what's interesting is hit songs are coming out of TikTok.
Social media.
It's
really
weird.
I was in the car with my son.
What's the song?
I'm begging.
My horse down to Old Town Road.
Oh, that's a little Nas X song. Yeah,
that was a giant hit on the. I thought you said Bob Stop Singing. It was.
my son is 14 years old, and I was listening to Billy Joel, and The Entertainer came on, which is not one of his bigger hits, at least not from this decade. And my son's like, "Oh, I know this song." And I go, "You don't know this song." He goes, "I totally know this song." And he learned it from TikTok. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and that's the blessing of it. I can't think of any others, except not unlike Twitter when it started. A person is walking to their car or walking down the street in a mall. A lot of times they're Gen Z, so they're 14, 15 years old, on TikTok specifically.
Yeah.
And they laugh. If they see something funny, they laugh. And I look at that, and I go, that's what I'm here to do. I want to... I was talking to Bill Burr, because I've got a movie to direct coming up. I've got a movie coming out that I shot in the Cayman Islands. I got a bunch of stuff happening. And I said to Bill, we were smoking cigars, and I said, breathe in my mouth, please give it to me. And I said, I haven't even done what I've come here to do. And he said, well, you better effing hurry up.
Yeah, you gotta get all your...
You don't have to bleed effing, do you?
No, effing, you're all right. You're right. We're shock jocks.
It's E-F-F-I-N.
Yeah, we're fine. As long as you spell it, it's okay.
Listen, I got to tell you, I watched a video with you and your wife, and you guys were doing push-ups. You're in fantastic shape. I think you're doing fine.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
She's pretty amazing. And she's in bed sleeping, and all we're doing is talking about how great she is. I'm butt off over here.
Well, look,
Two phones in my pocket.
Go back to bed. I appreciate you getting up early and talking to us. I'm looking forward to seeing you. Bob Saget is at the Capitol Theater next Friday. Tickets are available. You can go to Capitol Theater or RuthEckertHall.com or wherever you buy tickets and go see him. I promise you'll enjoy it. You were actually... My sister and my parents came to see you last time you were there, and you were very nice to them, and I thank you for that, and I look forward to seeing you.
Oh, and tell them thank you for the full body massage.
That's my dad. He's a giver. What can I say?
He is. His hands are so soft.
Hey, thank you, Bob. Great to talk to you.
Thank you, Mike. So happy to talk to you.
Have a good day. Kiss your wife for us.
You definitely really like her.
I'm going to slide into her DMs later.
Oh, my God, I'm scared right now.
Well, see you.
Clean up your phone, and I'll talk to you soon.
See you, buddy. Thank you very much. The great Bob Saget, man. I love that dude. He's the best.
Yeah, he's great.
I remember when he got the video show, I was like, that's that guy from that comedy thing that I watch. He's always been funny, I'm telling you. You'll enjoy seeing him as a stand-up. If you don't know him as a stand-up, you'll dig it. All right, we got to take a break. I got to pee. I've got front row tickets to give away to Bob Saget.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.